broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for March 14th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. Kurt's with me. The Green Deal pushed by Ocasio-Cortez, absolutely out of control. They're playing games with details and words, and wow, it just goes on and on and on and on. I mean, I'm telling you right now, it's like a bad horror movie, just continuing to loop. It's crazy town. Welcome to the broadcast, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Now, you're very welcome. So this Green Deal, Tom DeWeese, our good buddy, AmericanPolicy.org, speaks out and highlights this Green Deal. And I've got several stories back-to-back to focus on this. Relating to this, Kurt, and I want to start out with Tom's. He's written such a masterpiece, Kurt. I don't like to read stuff on the radio, really, because if you're not careful, it can get boring. However, this is worth reading. I mean, every word is so packed, I don't know how to summarize this. I tried to get Tom on, but he's so swamped with new requests trying to get a handle on what's going on that he said, you know what, Sam, could I pick a different day? And I'm like, sure. So he's doing great work, Kurt, and he's highlighting critical realities. Why don't you give everybody kind of an update on this?
Very good. He writes, Green New Deal, kill it now or watch freedom die. He says, hello, Liberty Roundtable. I'm sure he's addressing all the listeners. He says, as a result of my efforts to expose Agenda 21, I've been labeled a conspiracy theorist, scaremonger, extremist, and a dangerous nutcase. I've been denied access to stages, major news programs, and awarded tinfoil hats. Yeah, welcome to the club, Tom. The main weapon to enforce this global agenda was the threat of environmental Armageddon. Particularly manifested through the charge of man-made global warming, later to conveniently become climate change. After trying to hide their real goals, the Agenda 21 globalists have finally exposed the truth. Enter the Green New Deal. The sustainablists, I guess that's the ones who promote the whole sustainability idea, have boldly thrown off their cloaking. I guess so.
Okay.
Have boldly thrown off their cloaking devices and admitted that their goal isn't just voluntary environmental protection. Instead, they are now openly revealing that their real goal is socialism and global control, just as I've been warning about for these past 27 years, Tom DeWeese writes. Now they are determined to take congressional action to finally make it the law of the land. He says, here it is, step by step. I warned that Agenda 21 would control every aspect of our lives, including how and where we live, the jobs we have, the mode of transportation available to us, and even what we eat. The Green New Deal is a tax on everything we do, make, wear, eat, drink, drive, import, export, and even breathe. In opposing smart growth plans in your local community, I said the main goal was to eliminate cars, to be replaced with bikes, walking, and light rail trains. The Green New Deal calls for the elimination of the internal combustion engine. The next step will be to put a ban on the sale of new combustion engines by a specific date, and then limiting the number of new vehicles to be sold. Bans on commercial truck shipping will follow. Then they will turn to airplanes, reducing their use. always higher and higher taxes will be used to get the public to, quote, voluntarily, end quote, reduce their use of such personal transportation choices. He says, Tom DeWeese goes on, he says, I warned that under smart growth programs, now taking over every city in the nation, that single-family homes are a target for elimination. To
and
be replaced
calling them
racist
by, right now, too, by the way, Kurt.
That's right. There you go. To be replaced by high-rise stack and pack apartments in the name of reducing energy use. That will include curfews on heating and cooling systems, mandating they be turned off during certain hours. Gradually, energy use of any kind will be continually reduced. The Green New Deal calls for government control of every single home, office, and factory to tear down or retrofit them to comply with massive environmental energy regulations. He says, I warned that Agenda 21 sustainable policy intends to drive those in rural areas off the farms and into the cities where they could be better controlled. Most recently, I warned that the beef industry is a direct target for elimination. It will start with mandatory decreases in meat consumption until it disappears from our daily diet. The consumption of dairy will follow. Since the revelation of the Green New Deal, the national debate is now over cattle emissions of methane and the drive to eliminate them from the planet. Controlling what we eat is a major part of the Green New Deal. I warned, he continues, that part of the plan for Agenda 2030 was zero economic growth. The Green New Deal calls for a massive welfare plan where no one earns more than anyone else. So where will jobs come from after we abandoned most manufacturing, shut down most stores, stopped single-family home construction, closed the airline industry, and severely regulated farms and the entire food industry? This is their answer to the hated free markets and individual choice. Over these years, elected officials have listened to the Sierra Club, the Nature Conservancy, the World Wildlife Fund, ICLEI, ICLEI, he calls it, the American Planning Association, and many more, as they assured that their plans were just environmental protection, just good policy for future generations. Well, now the truth is right in front of you. There's no question of who and what is behind this, and no doubt as to what the final result will be. He underlines this section. He says, every industry under attack by this lunacy should now join our efforts to stop it. Cattlemen, farmers, airlines, and the auto industry, realtors, tourist industry, the grocers, restaurants, and many more will all be put out of business. All should now take bold action to immediately kill this plan before it kills your industry. Stomp it so deeply into the ground that no politician will ever dare think about resurrecting it. He goes on, he says, for years I've watched politicians smirk, roll their eyes, and sigh whenever the words Agenda 21 were uttered. As George Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. The Green New Deal has laid bare the horrible reality of my warnings. New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has unwittingly given you and me the weapon we have needed to destroy Agenda 21. Finally, Americans across the country are talking about it. Now many more can see the truth to my dire warnings. Now is our time to strike with everything we have to stop it. And he finishes up. He says, I will continue to fight this evil as I have done for the past 27 years, but I can only do that with your continued support. If ever there was a time for you to give the maximum that you can afford, now is the time. And he's got a donate button.
AmericanPolicy.org. for you guys to donate. Tom DeWeese doing a brilliant job. Now, let me highlight a couple other things in relation to this. I submit to you that this is an epic battle on the horizon, Kurt, to be duked out by both sides of the debate. You don't believe me? Well, Greenpeace co-founder, guy's name is Patrick Moore. He's now calling out Greenpeace for rewriting history, Kurt.
Yep, good point.
Now that he's criticizing Greenpeace, they want to pretend he wasn't part of it.
Well, yeah, this guy's he's like a former church member who goes against the church, you know, because you can't really, say that the environment.
It's like a former cult member, though, going against the cult.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah, I know, but that's what they mean, the church of, the environment or whatever, you know.
The Church of No Flatulence, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, good points.
Right now, I don't know if you know this, but this battle is heating up, though, Kurt. It looks like kids around the world now are involved. And kids around the world are now using climate change as an excuse to skip school. Now, I don't know how to feel about this. It's kind of a weird twist where I kind of like this.
Yeah, that's right. Now, listen, sort of like when you have a terrible emergency snowstorm and nobody can go to government school, you think, well,
it's not too bad.
You know, yeah.
Anyway, so here's the deal, though. This is around the world. Now, they say young students across the world plan to skip class on Friday, claiming that they're going to devote the day to protesting man-made climate change. Now, understand, there's man-made climate change, and then there's what, the other kind of climate change? Anyway, we'll get back and talk about the details of this, though. Look, you got massive environmentalists coordinating this behind the scenes worldwide for children now, Kurt. I kid you not. Details in seconds.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
They tried to make you believe it was children spontaneously standing against the right to keep and bear arms and pushing gun control, but it was a lie, and we tracked the money, and we caught them. We caught the thugs pretending it was a grassroots reality, and it wasn't at all. It was backed by massive money interests, just like we've proven that in this immigration, all these big caravans coming to America. They want you to believe that was spontaneous. That's a lie, too, but it gets worse now. Kids around the world are now using climate change as an excuse to skip school, and they want you to believe that's spontaneous. The children just care about the climate, but it's a big old lie. It's funded and coordinated by the enemies of liberty. led by spokeswoman Ocasio-Cortez, a great actress. We covered that last Saturday about how Ocasio-Cortez isn't even a real congresswoman. She's an actor, actress, if you will. She actually even tried out for the part. Details last Saturday's broadcast. We covered it for almost the whole hour, including playing a lot of the video evidence, et cetera, of that reality check. Now listen up, because students from more than 70 countries will skip class tomorrow. That's Friday, March 15th, Kurt. And their goal? To demand that their governments take more action on addressing climate change. According to, quote, number sign Fridays for Future, that's a hashtag, right? A youth-led movement that is, quote, behind the strike. They say tens of thousands of students will reportedly take part in the event. We will no longer accept this injustice. We demand justice for all past, current, and future victims of the climate crisis. And so we are rising up. Anyway, there's an open letter written by the activists that has been published on the Guardian newspaper claiming that we will be protesting on every continent on Friday, missing government schools, and thousands of us has taken to the streets in the past weeks all around the world. Now we will make our voices heard. 350.org is a new organization. It's a, quote, international environmental group, and they're helping bolster the strike because they put a promotional video together. Activists are hoping to closely mirror the youth-led March for Our Life anti-gun protests in Washington, D.C. that took place nearly a year ago following the fatal Parkland shootings that sparked more debates among lawmakers regarding climate change. Activists in the United States are making similar demands that are found in Ocasio-Cortez's Green, quote, New Deal. They say swift transition to 100% renewable energy, a complete abolition of fossil fuels and other environmental mandates. The group strongly references, listen carefully, the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change in their 2018 report, which claims the world only has a few years to dramatically reduce carbon emissions or else face dire environmental consequences. Now they say thousands of students ditch class to join climate change protests around the world. You got a Swedish 16-year-old environmental activist. Her name is Greta Thunberg. And she attends a protest in Stockholm, Sweden, next to the Sweden's parliament. And she has a sign that reads, "School strike for the climate," documents Reuters. The sign also says, "We have the right to live our dreams and hopes." The letter continues. Climate change, by the way, is already happening. People did die and are already and continue to die because of it. But we can and will stop this madness, they say. The protesters in Washington, D.C., will enjoy the presence of one well-known adult figure. No, it's not Ocasio-Cortez. It's Minnesota Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar, Kurt, or Omar. The freshman Democrat, I guess she'll attend the strike along with her 16-year-old daughter to protest. So, Kurt, the battle's on, the mainstream press in the mix, and I'm telling you right now, they are absolutely engaging in fake news propaganda like you've never seen before. The idea that this is a student-led around the world in 70 countries, no organization from big money and bigger environmental groups, is a lie. This climate change discussion is a lie because you got to say, all right, is the climate changing? Well, I'm sure it's cyclical in its changes, yeah. I'm sure when people disobey God, the climate gets worse. When people obey God, the climate gets better. But they're basically talking about man-made climate changes. If they can track which is man-made and which is not, the whole thing is a scientific fraud. And then I speak out and they say, you have no credibility. Almost all scientists agree. Except for even the leader of Greenpeace, former leaders, saying they're rewriting history, man. And then we say, well, they're trying to get rid of hamburgers. And then they say, no, we're not. We've said nothing about hamburgers. But then when you study that, they, you know what? They've literally taken down rancher after rancher after rancher after rancher. And then pretty soon they're going to basically control the, quote, flatulence of the cows that we get hamburgers from. And pretty soon they, you know, you can't have that because the cows are contributing to global warming. And then global warming fails and it's global cooling. And then that fails. And then they track it to climate change and then tie it to man-made what? Well, now they claim that 70 million residents of the central U.S. may come face to face what they call a bomb cyclone, Kurt. I kid you not. They say the, well, the, all right, they say this. The climate change is happening. To prove it today, Kurt, across the country, there is the following. Blizzards, tornadoes, and floods. CNN with the backing of the climate change agenda. More than 45 million people are under a high wind threat, Kurt. Now listen, more than 10 million are under winter storm threats. More than 15 million are under a, quote, flood threat. Wind gusts of up to 50 miles per hour to 70 miles per hour are expected across Colorado, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. While some areas could see hurricane force winds and gusts of up to 100 plus miles per hour, it's a big problem. And so they're speaking out about this. And now researchers say strong solar storm would be a threat to modern society. And there's a big article about this in USA Today, right? And they say the research suggests that our current estimates are underestimated. And the bottom line is it could be disaster. It could take out the electric grids that could do all kinds of things. And so, Kurt, I'm telling you right now, big business behind the scenes is doubling down with big media, is doubling down with the children to force this climate change down your throat via Ocasio-Cortez, via Omar, and around the world in 70-plus countries at the heart of this thing. And you look at that and you say, Tom's been warning about this for 25 years. He writes this article telling you that it's out in the open, and there it is. You want to respond to that, Kurt?
Well, you know, one of the, I guess here's a way I would respond to, you know, to agree with what has been said and that kind of thing. I was spending a little time recently with one of our granddaughters, and this is a granddaughter that, you know, goes to a charter school, so they think that it's a little less, you know, government controlled, but it's just you know, the government's way of moving the dollars around and making you think you have choice. But, you know, I will admit it's a little bit more choice. But in this case, you know, she said to her parents, she said, we need to get solar power. And I suggested that I didn't think it was a good idea right now, based on everything I know. I think it's, you know, there's some better options soon. But, you know, as we talked, it became apparent that she was quite concerned with the environment and the world and, the, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I'm pretty sure if we dug in deeper and we were able to see what she's been taught and what she's been exposed to, you know, via the internet and different things like that, she's part of this whole thing where they're told that, hey, if we don't do these things, then basically, you know, the earth is going to die and we're all going to die and go down with it. I was thinking about at this time, Sam, the time that happened quite a few years ago when there were terrible tempests and earthquakes and, you know, all this kind of stuff.
Is that at the time, back in the time when you're not allowed to talk about his name, guy was around?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And all this kind of terrible destruction. And they had, you know, whole cities being gobbled up. And
but you know why all that happened?
Well, they said it must have been climate change, I suppose. But
well, I think it's because they took an innocent life.
Yeah, that the Son of God was killed at the same time. But, of course, that didn't have anything to do with it.
And now we're killing left and right, and that doesn't have anything to do with it either, does it, Kurt?
Oh, Sam, there you go again, connecting the dots.
All right, the Donald signed a horrible bill. It's a bipartisan bill, they say. I'll explain in seconds. I'm disappointed, ladies and gentlemen.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This moment of peril produces perhaps the greatest moment of promise for this country and for everyone inside of it.
That's the latest Democrat to enter the busy field of candidates for the White House next year. Beto O'Rourke, the former Texas congressman, saying this is a critical moment.
We are truly now, more than ever, the last great hope of Earth. At this moment of maximum peril and maximum potential, let's show ourselves and those who will succeed us in this great country just who we are and what we can do.
That from a video the O'Rourke campaign posted this morning. Actress Lori Loughlin is out of jail. The Full House star released on $1 million bail in connection with a nationwide college cheating probe. She and her husband accused of paying $500,000 to get their daughters into USC. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, healthcare, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your healthcare. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The acting FAA administrator says the FAA is a data-driven agency, and that's why Daniel Elwell says it took some time before they made the decision to ground the Boeing 737 MAX 8 and 9 aircraft. But they say they did get data that determined there's evidence linking the Ethiopian Airlines crash of such a jet on Sunday with a previous crash in Indonesia.
That's why we grounded the airplanes. We got new information yesterday, and we acted on it. And it is in our minds now, a link that is close enough to ground the airplane.
He was speaking to NBC News there. The Rockies digging out from a huge blizzard as major flooding is now impacting the plains. Severe storms packing damaging winds and tornadoes bearing down on the Midwest and South. There's a tornado watch out for Arkansas, Northwest Mississippi, Western Tennessee, and Southeastern Missouri. President Trump hosting the Prime Minister of Ireland today. And this is USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, bottom line is Donald Trump got a lot of praise when he came to Utah and he backed off the federal government and reduced the size and scope of, quote, protected land, etc. And, man, everybody loved the Donald. Everybody was clapping. It was supposedly awesome. But you know what? Behind the scenes, Donald's been doing just the opposite for the last year, Kurt. New headline says, President Donald Trump signed a bipartisan public lands bill into law that will protect 1.3 plus million acres from California to Kentucky and establish five national monuments. Do you want to respond to this, Kurt?
I sure wish it was going the other way, Sam. You know, where you were like, we've got all this ground, but I was looking in the Constitution here, and I found this part where it says that the federal government's only supposed to have this kind of property. And, you know, as far as I can see, that's just not the way this is done. So we're going to, you know, make America great again and, you know, follow this thing that I swore an oath to uphold.
I just don't understand it. 1.3 plus million acres from California to Kentucky and establish, Kurt, five, I repeat, five national monuments. I don't get it. What is Donald thinking, Kurt? I'm not trying to attack him, but I'm saying, look, this is the stuff that we were applauding Donald for doing the opposite. And now we find out that, wow. And the Republicans went along or it would have never passed the Senate, Kurt.
Did it pass the Senate or did it just pass the House?
Well, I don't know. If Donald's signing it, it must have passed both, right?
Yeah, good point.
But I'm not telling that I know everything. I'm just saying usually the president only signs something when it's passed both of them.
You're right. You're right. Yeah.
So I don't know, man. It's just, I'm just shocked by this, and I'm so disappointed. I don't really know how to react because, again, I like a lot of what President Trump does, and he's done a lot of good, Kurt. He really has. But I find that most good that I find he does on the surface, when I dig or when I find out, I find that there's like a double-edged sword everywhere. And it's just so disappointing. Now, the next headline says this. President Trump, his first veto is on the horizon. Did you see this, Kurt?
His first veto is on the horizon, so we're we're talking about the national emergency thing.
They say the Senate will vote. Well, I guess they must have voted yesterday, demanding that the U.S. end its military support of the devastating Saudi-led war in Yemen, whatever it is, and President Trump's going to veto that thing. It was a rebuke of Trump, and anyway, the House, and it's supposed to go to the House, and what do you think is going to happen with that, Kurt?
I don't know what the numbers are, but I guess we'll have to see after the, this is his first veto. Imagine if we used the impeach word that they talk about for President Trump for all those out-of-control justices, and, there's just so much kind of... what would you say, offense that could be done. Imagine if he said, hey, we're going to work on the Dream Act, and I dream of restoring honest money to America, and I dream of freeing the American people from the criminal acts of terrorists, and we're going to start eliminating the IRS.
But he's too busy protecting land and waging a war, Kurt.
I know, Sam, doggone it.
Anyway, I just find this shocking. So now that you got the House and the Senate really interested in saying, let's shut down some of these wars, and the president's going to veto that, Kurt. I thought he talked about how bad these foreign wars were.
I guess the military-industrial complex is, talk to him. And
alive
say,
and well?
Maybe they mentioned something about, grandchildren or whatever. Who knows? It's just... sad to say, Sam, that if you put yourself in the exact spot and they said to you, look, Sam, either you make sure that this bill goes through or, those grandchildren of yours are just going to maybe have an accident, I'm not saying for sure that's the case, but, anybody who thinks that those guys, we've done stories where somebody kills a kid because they steal their sneakers, Sam. There are bad guys in the world, and I don't even know what's going on behind the scenes.
I agree.
I just know that it'd be good to pray for the president. And
I agree, we need to pray for the president. And I'm just disappointed. The next headline, though, is just as disturbing, Kurt. Headline says this, Blackwater founder. Do you remember who Blackwater is, Kurt?
Well, it's kind of water you're not supposed to drink. The Blackwater, you just want to stay away from that,
Yes,
but,
sir.
No, they're a private, they call it security firm. And usually what they are is former, government.
Military.
Guys that are making big money now in the private sector.
Yeah, right? So they're like former military, but they're mercenaries, right? That run around the world under these, quote, private entities. And they don't have near the
They're not really cartels and, the bad guys. They're the ones that are being, well, I know, but this is how they paint them. They're being painted as, guns for hire, basically.
That's right. So anyway, what you got is it says Blackwater founder Eric Prince, listen carefully, Kurt, may have played a role in the Trump presidential campaign after all. Speaking Friday to Al Jazeera, Prince admitted to attending the controversial 2016 meeting to talk about Iran policy, a fact that he left out when he talked to the House Intelligence Committee back in 2017, The Hill reports. So now you got this Blackwater guy hanging out with Donald Trump in this, quote, you know, deal here. And you kind of go, wait. They talked about Iran policy, but why would he meet in the Trump Tower talking about Iran policy, and why would he be there, and why would he be, and then why would he leave it out when he goes and talks to Congress, and then now he's admitting it? And Kurt, it isn't looking good behind the scenes here. I don't know who's who and what's what. I just don't have enough intel. But I know this is strange, and I know this. Now you kind of wonder when the Congress wants to get out of a war and Donald Trump's going to veto, maybe his Blackwater buddy that says, hey, we get a lot of contracts from this, Donnie. Don't be canceling that sucker. Come on now. You said that the children might be threatened. That might be your grandchildren. That might be true, too. But it also might just be his buddies going, look, we need that, man. Jobs depend on it, Donald. You're the jobs man, right, buddy? And, you know, I don't know how sinister it gets. I just know this. I'm not liking what I'm seeing. When Donald's literally controlling land, when his first veto's on the horizon to stop war, and when I find out the Blackwater founder, Eric Prince, is hanging out with the Donald and you know, these crowd of people in the Trump Towers, I'm kind of going, wait a minute now. I can't get an appointment with the Donald if my life depends on it, Kurt. Any other thoughts on this?
Well, let's make America great again, President Trump and everybody else. There's a lot of work to be done. I just don't know for sure all that's going on behind the scenes, but I sure hope we can correct these things and much, much more.
Anyway, I just find that whole thing a little bit scary and interesting. All right, you heard of the latest change from Dick's Sporting Goods, Kurt?
No, what's happening at Dick's? Are they committing bankruptcy? Or
No. Dick's Sporting Goods, Inc. Yeah, said on Tuesday.
The guys who said they weren't going to sell guns, right?
Well, now they're doubling down, and they're even, you know, they first weren't going to sell handguns. They were kind of just backing into this.
Rifles.
But now they said they're going to stop selling hunting rifles and ammunition at more than 100 of its stores. They say replacing the gear with, well, Kurt, let me, merchandise that it believes will sell better at those locations. Okay, now what's going to sell better than guns, Kurt? Come on now.
Let's see. So they're going to sell like little gas masks for when the earth goes down, or, you know, something like that, or, you know, they're going to, you know, I mean, I don't know what, condoms or something like that. I don't know what they're going to be selling now.
Now, what I find interesting about this whole story is, so Dick's Sporting Goods wants to quit selling guns so you and I can't buy guns. But Donald Trump and Blackwater wants to be the biggest arms dealer in the world.
Yep.
Hey, man, how does that work? If I move to a different country, they'll arm me, won't they, Kurt?
Yeah.
So all I got to do to get a gun is move to Venezuela. Is that how it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just don't understand it, folks. What on earth is going on around here? And people are putting so much of their faith in the Donald?
Good point.
Hey, did you hear that Hulu and Spotify are going to join forces, though, Kurt? Your entertainment world looks bright, brother.
Oh. Which one do you recommend?
I'm going to tell you all about it in seconds. Sam, Kurt, talking tech. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so the headline says Hulu and Spotify joining forces. Kurt, do you know much about Hulu?
You know, I know that Hulu does movies and different stuff
it's
like
primarily
that.
Primarily known for
I might
TV
have watched
shows.
It. Okay.
I'm not saying there's not other stuff on there.
I've watched it once or twice.
I'm just saying their niche is TV shows, though, okay?
Okay, good.
Other niches, you know, other systems have different things. Like Amazon is more about movies. And anyway,
okay,
there's slight twists of what they're highlighted. These are the TV show guys, okay?
Very good.
And so Hulu, and then you know what Spotify is, right, Kurt?
Well, they're music, right?
Yeah.
Aren't they?
That's right. They're the music show.
So there's a number of different ones. They're just one of them, right?
Yeah, that's right. So they're joining forces, Kurt. But I find it kind of interesting. They say pay $9.95 a month for Spotify Premium. You can get some free Hulu on the side. Well, they're kind of telling the truth. They're kind of lying, Kurt.
No, Sam.
Depends on how you define of getting it
you
on
mean,
the side.
It's sort of like when you get those calls and they say, hey, we've got a free weekend for you.
That's right.
And yeah, okay.
It's exactly like that. Your point is just so good. Okay, and here's the deal. So there's a Hulu account, Kurt, that has this ability to kind of get Hulu with ads. So what you get now is you get this partnership. You pay $9.95 and you get a free Hulu, so you don't have to pay money, but you get the ads. So now you just don't have to do both. You just do one.
Yeah, Hulu with ads. I notice YouTube, has got movies now with ads, you know.
Oh, so yeah. In fact, YouTube's starting to have so many ads, I can't stand it. Everything you do, there's an ad with it. You got more ad versus content almost now. Yeah. And they're going to go ahead and, you know, more is less in their case. I say less should be more, but there you go. That's why we have less commercials than anybody in radio, by the way. But I digress, except to say, they act like this is some massive opportunity and stuff. And I guess it is if you want to test out Hulu a little bit. But their real goal is to get you to do the ad version of Hulu, hate the ads, and say, I got to have Hulu too. And pretty soon your bill's $20 or whatever, right? Between the two.
Right.
So that's how it is. I just found that interesting.
So what do you recommend to people?
Neither.
When it comes, okay. Well, I mean, what do you use when it comes to music and stuff?
So, music I use, and I can't say her name, Kurt. Can you say her name for me?
Oh, that's right, because she's there, so it's Alexa.
That's right, yes, sir. Yeah. And she then, if I have Prime, because I have that for a lot of reasons.
That's right, for shipping.
But I get a lot of music that way for free. And I've even on one device paid the $4 a month to get the advanced version of Prime.
Ad-free,
I can't remember what it's called,
whatever.
But it's their premium music service or whatever. And there's a lot more songs that way. So, I do the Amazon way. And I, you know, I don't have any ads in my music or anything like that. And then I usually, I support a couple of different movie services. So I have Amazon Prime.
You got Hallmark, you said, right?
I have Amazon Prime, which gets me a bunch of movies for free.
Yeah.
And then
that's all part of it.
Yeah.
Is that,
that's right.
That's basically the $99 a year.
Well,
thing.
It's $120, but yeah.
Well, anyway, and that gives you all those different
things. It gets me 2-day shipping. It gets me some of that music. It gets me some movies. It gets me, yeah, that kind of stuff. Okay. Right. Anyway, and then what I do is if there's a movie that's not on Prime, I usually just buy it for a couple of bucks, like the old day rental DVD series, you know, the way you used to rent, but you just do it digitally that way through Amazon, right?
Yeah.
That way I only pay when I want to watch a movie, you know, a couple times a month at most. All right. Mm-hmm. And then in addition to that, you're right. I have this thing called Hallmark Now, which isn't the Hallmark movie channel, but it's a Hallmark service. It used to be called Sky Angel. What was it called? Anyway. They changed the name, and then they changed it to Feelin', and then they... Anyway, all I'm telling you is that it's the Hallmark Movie Now thing, and I do pay for that, because it's not that expensive per year. It's got probably more chick flick conservative movies of anywhere, so I do that some. Those are the only services that I pay for.
So you don't use VidAngel?
What angel? VidAngel?
VidAngel.
I don't really use VidAngel, no, because you have to tie it to a lot of these other services that have big fees. And then VidAngel has a fee on top.
Well, you can tie it to your Amazon one and basically then, you know, watch them edited that way.
I use
VidAngel for the $8 a month thing with VidAngel.
Okay, so you pay VidAngel $8 a month and then you have Prime and then you watch movies through Amazon that way?
No, I don't have Prime. I have a family member has Netflix. And so
okay, so you team VidAngel with Netflix.
Right.
So it's $8 a month for VidAngel and then at least $8 a month for Netflix.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you don't pay, somebody pays on your behalf, right?
Yeah, that's right. And then I don't pay for so far for Living Scriptures. It's a pretty good little service that does a lot of
and
good
I love
stuff.
The Living Scriptures. And actually, I pay for that, though. I don't know why you don't pay.
Oh, how much is it?
I'd have to look it up.
I guess I got some kind of freebie deal.
But it's worth it. I think that's worth doing. There's a lot of, what do they call them? They call them Living Scriptures because they're modern adaptations of scriptures. They're pretty neat.
Then there's a bunch of movies and stuff on there too, and
yeah,
a lot of
that's right,
other different little things.
So actually, I do pay for that, I think, too. So,
okay.
Anyway, that's what I recommend. I recommend not falling for most of these services because 90% on it's garbage and it's data overload. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. All right.
You know, it used to be to where, you know what, in the music world, Kurt, you might buy what? Maybe a CD every couple months, maybe? You know, you might buy 3 or 4 or whatever CDs a year, just say.
All right.
You know, the average person or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, if you bought a CD for, say, $12, $10, whatever, you'd spend $30 or $40 a year on music, okay?
All right.
Now the way they got it is you literally spend $10 a month, buddy. You're at like $120 a year. So they've managed to double and triple, and now they're wondering why they're all so broke. But it doesn't make any sense. They've decreased their costs of distribution. They've quadrupled or doubled at least what people spend on music. Now they act like it's just not sustainable? I mean, these people are just goofball, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Volkswagen now, Kurt. They're kind of graduating.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, they're trying to transform themselves from emissions cheat to leader. Volkswagen shifting. Yeah. Fast to electric.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what do you think of the electric shift, Kurt?
Well, when you look at the whole Tom DeWeese thing, you can see that that's, part of the whole deal. If you got an internal combustion engine, you're going to be called the evil, Satan in the future because, of course, you're ruining the planet. Every time you really analyze these things, then you say, where does that electricity come from?
You got to fire up them coal fire power plants to make that electricity, son.
Well, yeah, but they want to get rid of those, and so then you're supposed to.
What they really want to do is wean you off electricity.
Have solar for everybody. Yeah.
They know the solar and the. And,
get your bike, you know.
They know these things won't produce stable electricity. They just want you to use less electricity, so they don't care.
That's why President Trump's joke about, hey, honey, is the sun shining today? I want to watch TV. You know,
yeah, that's right.
Funny.
Or you can be like the Joe Arpaio and just pedal your bike like the prisoners had to do to watch TV, you know?
That's right.
So my question.
You don't have to go to the gym for that.
My question, though, Kurt, about this is why, just think about this for a minute. Why, if they want us to curtail our electricity use, why are they trying to move to electric vehicles? You know, I'm only half dumb and I was only born like yesterday. Okay, what's going on with this?
You know, you've got so many of these places, Volkswagen, I'm pretty sure, is probably like them. They want to be with the in guys. They want to be seen as the cool people, you know, the ones who, hey, I mean, they're friends of the planet, so everybody buy a Volkswagen. You know, but they don't analyze it very well, in that, like Tom DeWeese said, hey, they're basically wanting to get rid of your industry, you know, cars.
That's what they don't get, yeah. And so my question also is this, Kurt.
Uh-huh.
If the electric cars were cheaper than the gas cars, it's like an easy upgrade, right?
Right.
Problem is, you got to pay a premium for that stuff, buddy. It's a lot more money.
Yeah, especially if you throw in the government subsidies and all that.
Yeah, they're less reliable, less stable. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense at all. So let's go ahead and reduce our electricity.
Well, nonsense, and that's the kind of sense they like to make, you know.
That's a good point. And I would say it doesn't make any sense, and then Kurt should come back wisely and say, it makes sense if you understand their end game. They want to create such confusion, such conundrums, such expense that you just can't find your way out of it except for go for their green plans.
And even people like my granddaughter will say, oh, man, it's just, I mean, if you're not going to do the solar thing and stuff, the planet's going down and I can't even grow up, you know.
That's right. In fact, you'd probably be better off if they would have just taken you out right out of the womb instead. I'm not serious. I'm making a point, right? I mean, yeah. That's just the way these people, there's no good answers with these enemies of liberty. Kurt, there just isn't.
Right.
Now, Facebook got mad at Elizabeth Warren because she was promoting anti-tech ads. And, of course, they're a tech company, so they shut down her ads, Kurt. Then they got such backlash. The headline says now, Facebook restores Warren's anti-tech ads. So now I'm defending Elizabeth Warren, Kurt. I mean, yeah. It doesn't get nuttier than this, does it? Now, I'm not defending her, but I am saying, really? Facebook shutting down her ads? For once, she has somewhat of a point that this big tech is controlling all of us, Kurt. And it's a problem.
Mm. Yeah, it is. That's why there needs to be competition, Sam.
All right. Is there an echo in here, Kurt?
yeah. I know what you mean.
All right.
An echo.
I got to give Kurt his headline here.
That must have been into my an news echo so that I sent to you. Did I send
yeah,
that
Yeah, it says
to
Trump
you?
Echoes.
Oh,
it,
I see. It. Yeah. Yeah. I was wondering if you've heard of this phrase, Jexodus, Sam.
No,
I guess
I've heard of the black
Jew
exit,
Exodus.
And the economy exit. Everybody but the Jews, they don't exit. Don't they just occupy, buddy?
Well, in this case, I guess there's Jewish people that are leaving the Democratic Party. And I was like, what? But anyway, I just didn't really know. But I guess it's because of the whole, you know, anti-Semitic thing that some of the. Democrats are promoting.
I don't even understand what you're talking about. So the Jews are leaving where?
The Democratic Party, and they're going, I guess, to the Republican Party.
Well, why? Because of Israel? So then what are you going to have? The Muslims go to the Democratic Party. The Jews go to the Republican Party.
Yeah, I guess that's what
I got a question
have,
then.
I mean, what?
Do I have any representation?
Probably not, Sam. I mean, you got the same as you've always had, right?
Yeah, which means I'm just out on my ear.
Yeah, get ready. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Kurt should run for office.
Oh, yeah, that's a reminder. Thank you. Which is something I do almost every year whenever it's offered, you know what I mean?
Wow. Anyway, so what? Why is Donald echoing this? What's he saying? Hey, come on, Jews, come to my party?
Well, he's just jumping on that little bandwagon thing there. And, I mean, it seemed like, you know, he could, instead of just responding to the crazy stuff the Democrats are doing, he could just go ahead and say, hey, here's some offense for you, you know, and let those guys, you know, follow him instead of following them. That's what I'd recommend.
I'd recommend we just basically realize we're all God's children, and we ought to like look at principle and base our viewpoints on God, family, and country, and protect that which is good and reject that which is bad, and stick to our guns on it and be as stable as we can and make sure that we spread the word that good people are doing good things, and we want to be inclusive as we possibly can, but we can only partner with folks based on principle, and we don't hate or attack anyone, but we do want to use principle as our guide to stand for that which is honorable, right, good. That's how racists like me roll, I guess, Kurt. All right, thanks for being alongside with the ride. I'm not a racist,
right,
as you know, but
good
there
point,
you go.
Man.
All right, thanks for being alongside with the ride. 2 hours in the can, libertyroundtable.com for archives and donation links and more. We need your help to grow our presence in the media, folks. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.